This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is forcefully rejecting allegations that he's responsible for Turkey's invasion of northeast Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
To the president, it's simple. Turkey, Syria, and the Kurds have issues.
Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
But he's facing backlash at home for abandoning the Kurds, who fought Islamic State militants alongside the U.S. Turkey considers them terrorists and is now attacking them. The president says they'll be fine.
I say this with great respect. They're no angels.
The criticism's coming from allies like Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell.
The Kurds did the heavy lifting here.
And Lindsey Graham, who worries about the U.S. being isolationist.
To those who think the Mideast doesn't matter to America, remember 9/11.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan pledged to continue military operation into Syria ahead of a visit Thursday by high-level U.S. delegation led by Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who are intent on pushing Turkey to agree to a ceasefire. Thursday's talks in Ankara were reportedly arranged during a phone call between Erdogan and U.S. President Trump. Mr. Trump is calling for an immediate ceasefire and offering mediation to bring an end to Turkey's military operation, which began last week. Ankara launched Operation Peace Spring against the YPG Syrian Kurdish militia, which Ankara deems as a terrorist threat linked to a decades-long insurgency inside Turkey. However, Erdogan is dismissing Washington's efforts to end the operation. He said there are some leaders who are trying to mediate. He said also that there has never been any such thing in the history of the Turkish Republic as a state sitting in the same table with a terror organization. This is VOA News.